Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
At the end of the day, then, Martin Willis says, maybe extraterrestrial has some bearing on this. What do you think about abductions? Do you think they are part and parcel of the UFO mystery or something else altogether?
Yeah, I started out totally on the fence about abductions in general, but there's a number of them that I think are very, very credible. I'll have to say, Betty and Barney Hill is very interesting. So is Travis Walton. I've talked with him a number of times eye to eye, and I buy his story. I think it's very possible. Then the Pascagoula case, I think, is another one. Allagash. Those are all really, I think, have a lot to them. And then there's, thousands of people that saying they are being abducted, on a regular basis. It's a little tough for me to swallow that pill, but I'm not going to say it's not possible. So I really don't know what to think about that, but it would just really make me wonder what type of agenda would be out there for these things to be happening. I really don't know.
There are different kinds of abductions as well, and different sorts, leading all the way up to contactees, for example. So when, and this is probably something else, I'm getting the feeling you would probably tend to agree with. And by the way, when you were saying that the interstellar hypothesis seems the most reasonable, I would have to agree. I don't know that it's my favorite one. I think there's some more interesting ones that could explain things as well that I'd like it to be. But, when you add it all up to the layer of reasonableness, that one seems to still come out on top. But when we start moving towards things like abductions, then we start moving towards something that I would call the fringe. And it goes all the way out, and at some point that's where you'll draw the line and say, okay, I think we've talked enough about this. This is getting too far out there. So when it comes to abductions, where do you sort of draw the line between what seems to be reasonable and what seems to be nonsense?
I had someone basically, when I was doing a recording, a podcast, and it was a recorded one like you do and not live. Well, I switched to live about 4 years ago, I think. So when I was doing a recorded podcast, I did have someone actually came to my house, and we went to my studio and recorded. So I did draw the line there when she was telling me that, she was abducted on a USO and, went under the water, and then there were dolphins all around and stuff like that. And it was too much.
When you say too much, was it the dolphins, with it sort of, it's the whole jump the shark thing. Up to a point, it seems like this could be plausible, but then when it goes into dolphins and mermaids or whatever the case might be, then it's, you're getting too far out there onto the fringe.
It went pretty far. That was just a small example of it, and I decided not to run the show, basically. So I guess that is the point. Seeing Jesus on a craft or something like that. I've heard people say stuff like that, I think it's too much. I'm a little bit, I don't know if it's delusional or purposely talked about to get attention. I'm not really sure. But I know there are a lot of people experiencing something. I don't believe it's all sleep paralysis either, because there's things that happen during the day as well. Sometimes there's witnesses. So, something could be going on. That could be interdimensional. I don't know. It could be that, I'm not really sure what it is that these people are experiencing, but I have to say this, that if you put yourself in the place of these people that are saying they're being abducted, I can't even imagine what it would be like to function in a normal world or try to be normal, so to speak. Try to hold down a job, try to, go grocery shopping or whatever it is you have to do in life. And to have something like this going on, I don't know how anyone could even stand something like that.
Have you talked to many people who are abductees going through whatever they go through?
I have spoken to a number of people. Now, I actually had Kathleen Martin on last week, who I was actually at a conference when she first came out with the with her side of actually experiencing abductions herself. So she was on my show last week, and I said, well, what kind of experience was it? And, what did you see? What were the beings like? And she said she had a very positive experience, and it hasn't happened for a long time, but it was a generational thing in her family, going through her mother and to her. That's another puzzle. People talk about generational and also the question I think about is, okay, so you get abducted. Well, why do you get abducted again and again and again and again? And, the answer I've heard back from a couple of different people, they're saying that it's, genetic testing, or, there's other people that go into, hybrid, that there's some type of involvement with breeding in a way to make a hybrid. That can get out there pretty far.
Yeah, that takes us to Dr. David Jacobs. Have you ever looked into the work he does?
Yeah, he's been on the show a couple of times. The last time he was on, he said a couple of things that were pretty far out there about, hybrids moving into apartments, or I can't remember exactly what it was, but I respect him. I do think that some of the things that he talks about is a little bit of a stretch. Nice guy in person. I've met him out in Phoenix. I can't recall exactly what our last conversation was, but he hasn't been on the show now for a number of years, but still, it's not like I wouldn't invite him on, but I think he can get a little bit out there.
The last time we had him on, we talked about this, and we were really quizzing him about his technique for hypnosis. And we mentioned leading questions, and he said, roughly quoting, there are no leading questions. And again, the alarms went off. Now, we had some pretty nasty reactions to Dr. Jacobs, because there's this one abductee from the other side of the world.
Australia.
New Zealand, actually.
Oh, New Zealand, right.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. We're not going to mention her name, because then we'll get some letters. But it got pretty crazy, where she was accusing him of everything in the planet, being a pretty horrible person, sending it to his employer and everything. And because it's so polarized, we get a lot of messages in our forums from people who were in favor of what she said and felt that somehow Dr. Jacobs from this side of the planet was able to abuse this woman from the other side of the planet magically through Skype. I don't know, maybe it's like that scene in a superhero show where the villain Indigo in blue reaches her hand into the display, and the guy at the other end sees the hand come out and she begins to strangle him. So maybe that's that kind of influence. But rather than go through that, I'll just say this. I agree with Dr. David Jacobs is out there. Of course, he's following the same work as Bud Hopkins. I would hope that we're not being put in a position where alien-human hybrids are about to take us over silently, but that would be one way to do it if we're going to look at that. Martin Willis is joining us With Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy, you're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So speaking of health here, Martin Willis, do you think there are any human alien hybrids? Maybe we're them anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not feeling that. Maybe I'm totally wrong. I went to a conference where there was some, I think there were six people that were claiming to be hybrid. They spoke and they came out, one of them came out and said she had a crayon drawing portrait of herself. And she said, "This is me as a hybrid." And it's like, huh? Their whole thing, I wasn't buying any of it. And I remember sending something out on Twitter or whatever, and I just thought it was really, unfortunately, I felt the whole thing was very much, I don't want to say sham, but it just was not, nothing about it rung true in any type of way. And I got to tell you, they got a standing ovation, and it was the only speakers in the conference that I saw get a standing ovation.
Okay.
So people want to eat it up.
So this brings up like two separate points here. We can diverge, but just to not diverge yet, we've got the issue of hybrids, genetic engineering and genetic manipulation. Now, all of that from a scientific perspective is not all that unreasonable to consider. I mean, we are doing genetic manipulation right now. You can check out a show on Netflix. I think it's called Unnatural Selection. You can now do this in your garage. You can order DNA and start creating animals with different traits than they would normally have. There's this one guy, he wants to make a glow-in-the-dark dog, and he raises them and breeds them, and he's working on this right now as we speak. So
that sounds cruel to me.
I don't know. I'm not sure, like a glow-in-the-dark dog, maybe it would be easier to see at night or something and wouldn't get hit by a car. But, I mean, we've been breeding dogs to become very different than they were a few hundred years ago.
Oh, yes.
Slowly over time. So, you know, who's to say that since we've been doing it slowly over time, that if we were able to do it in a way that the animal isn't suffering in any way, who might buy a glow-in-the-dark dog? I think it would be kind of cool, but
they could never sleep at night. Well, anyway.
I mean, but the point is, I mean, who knows exactly what sort of scientific experiments these aliens are doing, if that's what they are doing at all. I think it's possible that that's what they're doing. But then you get into all the theories and the claims and how people identify with the aliens. And it seems to me that it's almost like sort of how we've moved into an era where people are self-identifying with their gender, whether they're male or female biologically doesn't make any difference so long as they identify with it. So suddenly people are now identifying as being hybrids without any biological evidence to support it. And then for some reason or another, they get some attention and they end up at these conferences. And this is where we diverge into the issue of conferences. You know, we've seen some pretty crazy stuff. What is your opinion of the value of these conferences when that's the kind of people that are out there representing something that we would like to take more seriously?
I think there, you know, there are two sides to that. First of all, I think that there's a lot of value at a lot of the conferences I've gone to. And I think a lot of the value is in the hallways, too, between people talking and getting together and things like that. Not always when someone's up on the podium and talking. But I do think that there can be some really good and fascinating speakers that have, you know, some amazing ideas. It is a shame to me. I know MUFON a couple of years ago had some very unusual speakers, and there was a lot of controversy about that. And I think it's, in a way, it's unfortunate that there is a segment that is totally drawn to that, the fringe side, and are very excited about it. And I think it all has to do with, you know, daily stresses of life and a wish of a different type of life or the possibilities of one, you know, that type of thing. I try to figure out why people get so excited about things like, you know, hybrids and some real fringe topics, why they're so well attended and people are really, really involved in them.
I wonder sometimes, and I'm going to bring up a few subjects here, Martin, if some of it is wishful thinking. whatever organized religion isn't doing it for them, they need something to believe in, so they seize upon this new religion.
Yeah, I think that's very accurate. You know, I think there's a lot of people that are very, are influenced very easily by something like that. And, you know, we've seen many times in the past where things have gone really bad when someone takes that too far. The Hale Bopp incident in California, you know, I'm trying to remember exactly when that was.
Heaven's Gate. Yeah,
Heaven's Gate.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So that's where it can go to an extreme. You know, I'm not saying that any of this, what we're talking about, has, but that in particular, that's what can happen, you know, when things go to an extreme. And, you know, there is a cult-like influence with some of this. And I'm sure you've realized that over the years that you've looked at the topic.
The other thing, of course, is the thing that I worry about most of all. We have the typical abduction where ET or whatever it is kidnaps an Earthling, takes them aboard their spaceship. Obviously, no concern for the personal privacy of a human being, like they look down upon them, and subjects them to physical experiments that may or may not be painful. And I'm thinking here, if they are truly advanced, they came here from other star systems, whatever, why would they need such primitive means to look into the populace here, especially if they are interested in hybrids or have any concern at all or respect for an intelligent species, even if they're not as advanced? So at this point, I'd hate them if that's what they are, because they shouldn't be doing this. I think we're looking at ways to deal with things like that non-invasively. Why should they be stuck in the 1950s? Aliens, ET.
Really, really good point there. You know, some people have talked about like an instrument passing over them or something like that, which is, you know, of course, not going to hurt them in any type of way, you know, and that seems like that would make more sense with the technology that they should have on board. And like you said, not the 1950s.
Well, that'd be a tricorder, of course. That's, you know, Dr. McCoy had it in the 23rd century, certain. But yeah, something like that, some kind of instrument that could scan you without doing anything invasive and get the information it needs. More to come with Gene and Martin and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump gave a speech in Atlanta on Friday.
We're going to make 2020 a chance. We're going to give it really something. We're going to make it a chance that you take, but it's not a chance because you know exactly what's happening.
But the president's visit to Atlanta brought protesters.
Impeach and remove! Impeach and remove!
The impeachment inquiry released two more transcripts in which top national security officials described the tension over backdoor efforts to deal with Ukraine run by Rudy Giuliani and endorsed by the president. Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman also said there was no question that the president was proposing a trade, an Oval Office visit by Ukraine's president for a public investigation of Joe Biden and his son. On Wall Street on Friday, the Dow was up 6, the S&P up 8, and the Nasdaq up 41. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley and showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
The other red herring here is a theory by some people, including a friend of ours, you might know him, Red Pill Junkie, a guy named Miguel from Mexico, who really, really does some incredible columns. He did a newsletter for me some years back, continuing his speculation, where he compares, in many ways, UFO abductions here, near-death experiences there, and the resemblances are striking. Have you ever heard of that?
I've heard of him. I've never really looked into what he does in general, but that is kind of interesting. I'm sure you've talked about that a number of times in your show, but and we don't need to waste any time in the show talking about it. But so there's some type of parallels there is what it sounds like.
The experience they're having with ET may not have an external cause. It's within us. Or if we follow the collective unconscious theory that we're all responsible.
Interesting. That
gets us out there into, now we're getting out into these fringe again, I would call it, in the new age, starting to morph into the new age where we start considering things like, Gene, you're suggesting a collective consciousness.
I don't think that's fringe. You had, of course, Carl Jung wrote that book about that subject. People like Greg Bishop have picked it up. Our good friend David Halperin, who's been on the show, and he's a person who's a retired professor of religious studies, really, really smart guy. And that's his point of view about UFOs, collective unconscious.
Yeah, but what we're doing is going away from something objectively real to something manufactured by our minds. And then that in turn leads us into the whole area of the spiritual in quotation marks. And it's the beginning of that slippery slope. It's all really interesting and it can certainly be looked at academically, which is what I think David Halperin does. He's definitely an academic and we can look at mythology academically. We can look at psychology academically, but then I think what we've done is we've just shifted the whole subject to something other than flying saucers. And what we're dealing with in ufology is the idea that we've got aliens coming here in some kind of craft. We got two completely separate things going on there all of a sudden.
Well, again, the theory here replaces ET for the most part. That's the cause of UFOs. Not saying that we are not being visited on occasion or will be visited in the near future, but saying this is what causes all this to happen. It's interpreted in cultural ways. So it's an alternative theory, not necessarily something that exists side by side.
Martin, you had something you wanted to inject.
Yeah, Jacques Vallée said something like that recently. He was in a movie, and I actually had him on my show, but I didn't get into this, but I did want to talk to him a little bit about it. But he wasn't on long enough. He was only on for half an hour. But he said something along the lines of what you're talking about, sort of manifested in the mind and in the psyche and not, you know, a physical craft. And, you know, if he and I had gotten into the topic, I would have. He's not actually saying it's every sighting or anything like that. He never mentions that. But if someone were to say along those lines that all the sightings are, and I'd have to say, well, what about the mass sightings? You know, when there are so many people seeing the same thing, it can't be, you know, mass hysteria or mass, you know, whatever it is. I can't remember what they called it.
Or a mass hallucination or something.
Yeah, mass hallucination, I guess you'd call it. Yeah, I mean, I don't buy any of that. I don't think that's the Phoenix Lights or anything else where there's been, you know, Tinley Park or any of those sightings where there's been, you know, hundreds and hundreds of witnesses seeing it all at the same time. I don't believe that's, you know, a mass hallucination.
If it's collective unconscious, it should not be restricted to one person, though.
Well,
there's no reason for it to be restricted in that sense. If collective being all of us creating this phenomenon, then again, there have been cases where some people see the UFO and some people don't.
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking at the same thing, supposedly.
Yep. But there's also cases where, you know, there's other data, you know, for instance, radar or, you know, another you know, pilot seeing something and then it's also seen on radar at the same time.
The radar visual cases, that's pretty hard to write off as some sort of, you know, manifestation of the mind. I can see, though, however, like Gene, I think you make a really good point about the idea that people's personal worldviews and how they look at the phenomena and how they think about it create a cultural reality. But I think that a cultural reality is something entirely different from an objective reality, like a flying saucer off your starboard wing. You know, like two totally different concepts going on there. Martin?
Oh, I was thinking you were addressing Gene on that. It's really something else to look into of the possibilities. But I don't think it's a catch-all myself. I think that, you know, I think there's probably many things going on, but I really don't know. I had a guest on, a month or two ago who has a pretty good argument for what people are calling grays and seeing as grays are time travelers. And I figured I could poke a bunch of holes in his theory, but he was very good. Dr. Michael Masters is his name. Very interesting and very thoughtful. He's put a lot of time. He actually had a team working with him at the university when he was writing this book. So it's fascinating, his idea on it.
You know, when I think about possible time travelers, I can't forget that wacky TV show on the CW, Legends of Tomorrow, where you have these low-end superheroes traveling in a time machine spaceship called Wave Rider. They go back through time to right wrongs, but because they're so imperfect and so wacky, they sometimes create new problems. And that goes back to the theory here that if you go back through time, any slight change you make can have a huge impact in the future, or do you create a parallel reality?
Hmm. I know. That's really something to consider. I did ask him about, what is it called, the grandfather paradox? If you killed your grandfather, you'd never exist, that
sure.
type of thing. And I believe that's what he broke into, is what you're saying, the parallel running along, because you had to be here to be able to do this.
Exactly. That's absolutely the case. I mean, temporal mechanics is enough to give certain starship captains a headache, but generally it's more a sci-fi trope, I find, and that it's really not portrayed the way that it could, at least logically, could happen because of the way that time works. A lot of people are confused about what time is, period, let alone how it could possibly work to go backwards or forwards. But really it boils down to the idea that it can only really work if you bring into it the idea of alternate universes, not alternate dimensions. Dimensions are a whole other concept, but alternate universes, parallel universes, yes, it could work out that way, but then it would only really be sort of an illusion of time travel. In other words, if you have another universe that is not as evolved as this one, and say another universe that is more evolved than this one, if you come to this one from the more evolved one, it would seem like backwards time travel. And if you come from the one less evolved, it would seem like going forward.
Before we get too parallel with our descriptions, Randall, Martin, Jean, you're in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back. permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
The easy theory, of course, is that when you change time, that's what really happened. That's part of the reality. That gets to be confusing, too. So, yes, you have this thing going on, but then the time traveler comes and rights the wrong, or what would it be? It was meant to be that way. Or, as in certain movies, when you make a change, like prevent somebody from dying, what will happen is they will die, but in a different way.
My head's starting to hurt.
Yeah, wasn't there another sci-fi movie about that? What was it? They made three of them. It'll come to me later, but it's essentially where people have a premonition about dying, and then for some reason, some of them are saved, and then death goes after the survivors because they're meant to die. So there was, I think, three movies in the series. And
oh, I know what you mean. Yes. And I think they actually made seven movies or something.
Oh, did they? Okay.
I think they did.
They might have made more. Yeah, I remember one of them was very vivid. Has one of the best highway accident scenes I've ever seen filmed on TV, where it just every little bit of synchronicity adds up to being this really tragic accident that this person has a premonition about right before it's going to happen and decides to avert it and survives. And then, of course, it goes on from there.
Okay, the movie series is Final Destination. First
there it
movie
is.
That's in 2000. Here's the plot, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. Let me do the plot before you go on. After a teenager has a terrifying vision of him and his friends dying in a plane crash, he prevents the accident only to have death hunt them down one by one.
Martin? That's it.
Yep, that's the one.
I mean, those make great movies in a way, you know. I mean, yeah, they're grade B, sort of sci-fi-ish, but they're, you know, I find it entertaining. Whether it's possible or not is a whole other question, you know. These are the only ways that I can see time travel as being possible, is how we were describing it earlier. Once you contemplate it enough, it all seems to make pretty good sense how time travel could appear to be possible.
I was looking, by the way, at the cast list of Final Destination. I do not recognize, I'm going down the full list here, anybody in that list, except for Ali Larter, who's been on TV under a number of different roles. I think in Heroes was one example. Also, Pete Atherton. That's not the one. That was William Atherton. No, I don't recognize these people. So it's possible after the first three movies, that was it for them.
I think they're very successful movies, actually.
And a little bit cultish out there kind of thing, but did pretty well, I think, for what they were.
Well, think about the producers and actors in Paranormal Activity. Blair Witch Project.
I know.
What happened to them?
Just the low budget. It's just unbelievable what happened with that. Have you ever heard of Dean Alioto?
Elaborate.
He did a very similar, like Blair Witch, many years ago. And it's the funniest story. It was about an abduction happening, and he had a budget. He was right out of high school, had a $6,000 budget he did this movie with. And when the film was going to be reproduced, the warehouse where it was going to be printed at burned down. So he thought, well, there that goes. That's a done deal and all that. Well, I guess a copy or two survived, and it got going on the internet. And actually, people actually did a talk in the conference as all of this being real. So he had to say, hey, wait, this was me. I did it, you know, as a movie right out of high school. Uh-huh. And he had people arguing with him. He'd say, well, my family knows that family, and, you know, they're gone. You know, he had people arguing with him on the internet saying that he was just a work for the government, you're a disinformation agent. Uh-huh. You know, it's really hilarious.
Wow.
That's where this field can go. You know, some people have really, when they get vested into something, they don't want to let it go. And I've seen that a number of times. You know, I have to say there has been someone in the last few years that I guess I could say his name because he makes it public. Peter Robbins, and he actually took his book out of publication and out of press.
Left in Eastgate was the
book. Yeah, that's right.
And he wrote a letter. He wouldn't talk to us on the air about it, although he's been on the show. He wrote a letter explaining why he became disenchanted with his co-author. It's not the first time things like this happen. I think some of our listeners know there's a certain episode of the Paracast, for reasons we won't discuss now, we withdrew from circulation because things that we expected or were led to believe were not quite correct.
Yes. Yeah. I've done that too. I've withdrawn one in particular because a woman was on my show talking about drones, and she said the FAA is putting in a $1 trillion new radar system. I said, are you saying trillion? $1 trillion, and how come we don't know about this? And so she goes, no, it's true. And I said, okay. I said, I'll expect to get an email from you tomorrow with that information. And it didn't come. And I wrote it back. I said, I need that information, or I'm going to withdraw your show. And that's what I ended up doing.
Wow, that's pretty hard line. Actually, I think it's a good trend. You know, it's like we had with Katina Kyle on from Mysterious Radio, and I'm not sure if you've heard of her, but really positive person. She does the Knoxville UFO conference, and she has decided that for her next one, she's scaling it back, and she's only going to get people who she considers are serious UFO researchers to attend. And she's doing away with all the carnival.
Wow, that's amazing. Good for her to do that.
Yeah, that's what we thought, too. But then at the same time, we have with Kelly Farmer. Now, she is from a show called Explaining Esoterica. And the more that we started talking with her, the more we started learning about this whole field called esoterica. I thought it was just a convenience term at first. But apparently, over in Europe, they're taking it very seriously. And it's gaining academic acceptance over there within the humanities. So we can look at all of this crazy stuff that we call, and, you know, excuse my terminology there, but just, you know, all the wild and crazy stuff out there. And we can just look at it objectively. We can stand back and say, well, we don't have to be a part of it, but we can recognize that it's part of the culture. And then we can card catalog it and identify it and draw the relationships between what these groups of people think compared to what other groups of people think. And that in and of itself can be pretty interesting.
That is interesting. And do you call UFO sightings esoteric, or do you call them, you know, something that is, I mean, I don't consider them paranormal or really esoteric, really, when there's so many people seeing things. I'm not really sure if that's where they actually belong.
That's an interesting observation. I tend to share with you that I would say that UFOs are the subject of ufology. I'd say it falls within the paranormal, but I would say it falls outside the supernatural. And generally speaking, esoterica, it could be in there with a bunch of other stuff. If I understand you correctly, though, you're looking at it similar to the way that I do in that, look, this should be a scientifically explainable phenomenon because it appears to be an objective reality. And when we go back to the original investigations by the U.S. Air Force into this and how it was defined, what we are dealing with when it comes specifically to UFOs are alien craft. So there might be all kinds of experiences and phenomena that people have that make them think that they saw an alien craft, but that's not what it is. The core subject matter is still that alien craft. It's not something supernatural. If we had one, we could weigh it, we could tell what it was made of, and we could probably, with today's technology, figure out how to reproduce one.
Maybe you're pushing it a little too far there, Randall. Remember, if this craft has traveled through interstellar space and they've been around for a while, we may be able to reverse engineer or understand their technology at the edges. But I think it's pushing it to say, well, you know, it's the night vision goggles that Colonel Corso is talking about, which was, of course, absolute nonsense, or transistors or things like that. Now, speaking of advances, by the way, Microsoft has an advance in quantum computing that's expected soon. And I suggest you look it up online, not necessarily for the show, but Martin, Gene, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got like, I guess, 60 or so different items, and entails t-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of t-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great t-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.